Second pair, Paradala, Mishnah Ches, Kiyotipo. Similarly, Hamakdish Peroiso, Bachelo, Bo, Loonas, Hamaisrit, Upadon. Chayav, somebody whose Magdish is field with the produce in the field prior to the time of the Chiyav to take off Maisrit from that produce, and subsequently redeemed the field together with the produce, and he redeemed it also prior to the time of the Chiyav to take off Maisrit. The person who redeemed him is chayav to take off the maaser from his field. As we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that a field that belongs to Hegdish would be pater from giving the matnos aniyim from that field. They would be pater from giving the leket, shikha, and peah from the field. And so too, a field that belongs to Hegdish would not have to take off maaser from the produce of that field. Now, there are different times in which the chiyav to take off maaser is chal. Meaning to say, each and every type of produce has a different stage in which, at that stage, you would be obligated to take off the maaser. The stage in which you are obligated to take off the maaser is called the onas hamaaser, literally, the time of the maaser. Now, grain, the obligation to take off maaser would be at the time of the miruah, at the time that you piled up the grain into piles and you smoothed out the piles to make it look nice. The smoothing out of the piles is called miruah. Now, somebody who has a field with grain inside the field and he did not yet do the miruah and he was minded to field together with the grain and subsequently he redeemed the field and it still was not yet this mind of the onas hamaaser. The meruach was still not yet done. He would be mechuyev to take off maaser from his produce at the time of the meruach. As even though produce that belongs to Hegdish is pater from maaser, since at the time this produce was in the hands of the Hegdish, it was not yet the time to take off the maaser. The meruach had not yet been done, and you went ahead and redeemed the field. When you do the meruach, you would be mechuyev to take off maaser. Misha bo l'onas ha-maisrus upadon chayav. And so too, somebody who was maaser to field with the produce after it was already the zman of the onas ha-maisrus and he subsequently redeemed the field with the produce, he would be mechuyev to take off the maaser from the produce. Even though Hegdish is pater from maaser, the obligation for the maaser had already arrived before he was maaser. It was already the onas ha-maisrus before he was magdish the field. So there already was an obligation to take off maaser before the field became hegdish, since the onas ha-maisrus had already arrived prior to him being magdish it. So therefore, when he subsequently redeemed the field, he is mechuyev to take off maaser from the produce. Hegdish anachelo nigmaru, the gamran ha-gizbor, v'acharach ha-padon peturim. But if a person is magdish his field together with the produce before the completion of the produce was done, meaning to say before the onas ha-maisrus, he was magdish the field with the grain before the miruach was done. And the ginsbor, the person who is in charge of the hegdish, he is the one that did the gemar. He completed the work on the produce. He was the one that did the miruah. He piled up the grain and smoothed out the piles. And then subsequently, you went ahead and redeemed the field from Hegdish. In this case, you would be pater from taking off maaser from the produce because at the time of the obligation to take off maaser, it was pater from maaser. At the time of the obligation to take off maaser, which is at the onas ha-maaser, at the time of the miruah, it was in the hands of Hegdish. And Hegdish is pater from taking off maaser. So even though you subsequently redeemed the field from Hegdish, since at the time of the obligation to take off maaser was in the hands of Hegdish, and Hegdish is pater from maaser, when you subsequently redeem the field from Hegdish, you are pater from taking off maaser from the produce. Somebody who collects payah from a field, and he doesn't collect it for himself. Instead, he says, I want this payah to go to such and such an ani. And the person who collected the pair is an usher. He's a wealthy person who has no right to the pair, but is not taking it for himself. He wants to hold it for a specific ani. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Zachalo. Rabbi Yehuda says, he's zochet for that ani. He has a right to hold on to it and give it to that specific ani. As even though he himself that collected the pair is an usher who has no right to the pair, but we would say a svara. This svara is called a miku. The miku would say that since if he wanted to become an ani, he can do so. He can give away all of his property. He could be mafker his property, and then he would be an ani, and he would have a right to the pair. So since he could become an ani if he wanted, he can go ahead and collect the pair. And then we will say another svara, another miku. And the second svara is that since he has a right to the pair himself, as if he wanted to, he can be mafker his property and have a right to the pair. He also can be mezaka the pair to somebody else. Now, even though you might think, even though he himself could be zocha in the pair if he wanted, as he could give away his property, but maybe he can't collect the pair and make a kinyan for somebody else. If he wants to take it for himself, fine, but not to collect it for somebody else. So there's another svara, another migu that says that since if he wanted to take it for himself, he could, he also can collect it and keep it for somebody else. So these two migus, according to Rabbi Yehuda, allow an usher, a wealthy person, to collect pair and make a kinyan in that pair and hold it for a specific ani. The Chachamim yinena la'ani shenimsa rishon. The Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. They say that he cannot collect the pair for somebody else. He can't hold on to it until that ani comes along. Instead, he must give it to the very first ani that appears in the field. And the Chachamim don't argue with the svara of Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim also hold of the svara of migu. But according to the Chachamim, we can't say two svaras of migu at the same time. As in this case, you need to say two svaras of migu to allow the usher to collect the pair for a specific audience. First of all, we have to say the svara of migu, that the usher has a right to the pair because migu, that if he wanted to, he could be mafker all of his property and then he would have a right for the pair. The second migu is that since he wanted to have a right for the pair, he could, he also can collect the pair for somebody else. Since if he wants to collect it for himself, he also can collect it and make a kinyan for somebody else. So there's two svaras of migu over here, and according to the Chachamim, we don't say two svaras of migu at the same time. The Chachamim would agree with Rabbi Eliezer that if the person who collects the pair for somebody else is an ani himself, then he would be allowed to make a kinyan on the pair for a different ani. As in that case, we only need one migu, the migu of Ibai Zachal Anashe, Zachal Achavre. Since if he wanted to collect it for himself, he could, he also can make a kinyan for somebody else. In that case, there's only one migu. But to say two migus in the case where the person who collected is an usher, and we would have to say two migus, we would have to say the migu that if he wanted to be mafker his property, he could and become an ani himself, and in that case, he would be allowed to collect the pair. Then on top of that, we have to say the second migu, that since he can collect it for himself, he also can collect it for somebody else. In that case, Muhammad disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer, we don't say two svaras of migu at the same time, and therefore an usher who collects pair for a different ani, that kinyan is invalid, and therefore he must give it to the very first ani that appears in the field. Halakha ba shikra ba peah shoyve kechaber chayav b'maisroi elohim kain hefku. A guy that has a field and leaves leket shikra peah for the ani, a Jewish ani that comes along and takes the leket shikra peah would have to take off maisr for the leket shikra peah. Even though normally leket shikra and peah is pata from ma'aser, but in this case, that a guy is the one that left the leket shikra and peah, he would have to take off ma'aser from it, unless the guy was mafkir the leket shikra and peah for both aniyim and ashirim. In such a case, it would be pata from ma'aser, as hefker is pata from ma'aser. But if the guy was not mafkir the leket shikra and peah for both aniyim and ashirim, instead, he left the leket shikra and peah only for aniyim, even though normally leket shikra and peah is pata from ma'aser, but a guy is not mechuyev in leket shikra and peah. So therefore, the leket shikra and peah of a guy is not considered leket shikra and peah at all. So therefore, an ani yisrael that take that leket shikra and peah from the guy would have to take ma'aser from it. And the Mefarshim explain that this Mishnah is in accordance with Rabbi Meir. As Rabbi Meir holds, ain't kinyan la'evik echavim be'eretz Yisrael lahafkia min ha-maizu, which means to say that a guy that owns property in Eretz Yisrael, the kinyan that the guy has in that property is not enough of a kinyan to take away the chiyav maizrus from the produce that grows in that field. So therefore, produce that grows in the field of a guy in Eretz Yisrael would be chayav in maizrus. So that's why the Mishnah says that the only Yisrael that takes the leket shechah and peah of a guy would have to take off maizrus from it. But we paskin that yesh kinyan buried his fall, that in fact, a guy that owns property in Eretz Yisrael, the kinyan of the guy is strong enough to take away the chiyav maizrus from the produce that grows in that field. So therefore, according to the way we paskin, an ani Yisrael that collect leket shechah and peah from the guy's field would not have to take off maizrus, since the produce that grows in a guy's field is not chiyav maizrus.